Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from The Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Is it Evan? Do we think Evan? Or
Connor O'Donnell.
It's Connor.
Yeah, I believe Connor.
So, Connor, thank you for your, thank you, Evan, for being you and getting us motivated up and running and twitching every morning. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening on this Friday.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate it. Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
We actually have some kids on our team that played against him in New Orleans. And, you know, a couple of guys, a couple of guys done beat him already. So they don't hold too much fear against him. So, they're not going to hold any fear against him, you know, coming up here. So.
That was Louisiana Monroe defensive coordinator Ernest Hill talking about Arch Manning.
Wow. Arch Manning, pretty good. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your help.
I think that's a bad move, baseball-wise, karma-wise, baseball god-wise. You go after him and see if you can get him out. And I think out of respect for the game, we're going to go after him. He hit the home run. I mean, you know, that's just part of the deal. He's hit 50 of them. He's the most talented player I've ever seen. He is doing things that I've never seen done before in the game. And if he has a couple more of these peak years, he might be the best ever to play the game.
It might already be.
Get used to that voice, maybe, Sox fans. Skip Schumacher.
Skip Schumacher, the future Sox manager, question mark? Has he seen the plane?
I don't know if he's seen the plane.
Because the word is anybody who sees the plane wants no part of it.
Will he see the light? He pitched to Ohtani in the ninth inning yesterday.
I'll show him.
Yeah.
And we are delighted. Marshall Harrison again. Marshall, how are you, sir?
Yo, I'm great. I enjoyed you guys talking to the premier guys. I'm not a huge soccer fan, but it was really cool to see that.
Oh, that was good of them.
I know you were in heaven, Mully. I know you were in heaven.
I was just happy to ask about the hairdryer.
Wow.
And he's with Dan Bernstein.
Oh. Help.
What?
Oh. No one's coming to your rescue now.
What's up, guys?
Hello, boys.
What's up? How are y'all? Happy Friday. Happy football Friday.
Yes.
Happy football Friday.
I heard Mully's prediction. I'm a little, okay.
I I'm just trying to be, I'm taking into account the idea that 0-2 teams win 70% of the time in week three. Since 2010.
Do they win or do they cover?
They win.
They do.
Oh, that's straight up. Dan, that's poking holes in your Monday statement.
Grody also picked the Colts.
Oh, Grody picked them too?
Yeah. He's been up there all week. And
oh, that means he's seeing something that we have not seen. What was his explanation?
He didn't think the Bears had fixed their problems yet.
Yeah. Still thinks his offense is broken. The running game is stuck.
But Bigsy picked the Bears.
Yeah, Bigsy and I picked the Bears.
And David picked the Bears.
Man, it's giving me just tremendous trepidation the way that we've been talking all week. The Keenan Allen situation.
Don't trip over that tremendous trepidation.
I'm sorry, my bad. Sometimes I get carried away with my alliteration.
I love that.
It's my fourth favorite literary device, okay? No, it is.
Like, is this like lounge rules and club rules churning ranking of literary devices?
My favorite literary device is hyperbole, right? My second favorite literary device, onomatopoeia.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in the history of the world.
Don't crash and burn saying that.
Okay, all
That's
right.
That's a crash joke. That's an onomatopoeia.
I got you. I got you. Boom. And then my third favorite literary device... Well, actually, I can't remember what it was. I just know that I established a long time ago that it's number four. That's what you need to know.
Okay. That's all that matters. Dan, can you rank yours?
I would say mixed metaphors would be, if I'm being honest, that's probably my favorite, whether I know it or not. And then maybe foreboding foreshadowing.
You know what? That's what it is. It's foreshadowing is number three.
Okay.
That's what it is. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Grody got on a kick using the word portend about four times in our segment.
Hey, man. You get a new word, you start using it.
Portend's a good word. I will occasionally swap out the word auger. for the ideas.
You use a lot of words that give people a little bit of pause, and you have to kind of get out the old dictionary.com.
Right. Nah, the context clues
every
are there.
Now and then. Yeah, I think you understand it, but I think it's always good to hear new words used in a different way.
Well, that was always something growing up in our family where we would hear one of your parents say, good word.
Yeah.
Like, good use of a word. That was like the best feeling in the world when you got that reinforced.
Is that when you swallowed the thesaurus?
That was an accident. That was just part of something else that happened to be going on. Complete accident there.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you read enough when you're young, you just learn words that you don't know and you figure it out and you start using them because they're fun. It's always fun to use a new word.
Hell yeah.
I remember as a child using a bad word to be ratted out by a sibling and then having my mouth washed out
with soap.
Wait, you really had your... Wait, that's not a real thing. That's not a real thing.
You didn't grow up in a cartoon.
I swear to God.
I know people who have that, had that happen to them.
That's definitely happened.
So your parents were the script writers for A Christmas Story? Is that what you're telling
me? My parents came from a different country and they had different rules.
And frankly, better swear words.
That's probably true.
Yeah, when I was a kid, my father used to say to us, you little hooligans. And we would say, no, it's mulligans. Like, we had no idea what a hooligan was. But I was accused of being one from the time I was about six.
Yeah, he was right, though.
Well, I mean, it turned out.
Sure.
That's right.
I mean,
is that because you're wearing tennis shoes as an altar boy?
Yeah, there we go again. All of my confessions are out. Who'd you pick? Dan, who's your team?
I pick the Bears on Monday, and I don't make picks. I don't make picks. So usually I say I have no idea, and I'll tell you after the game, and I'll look at the score, and I'll tell you who won.
He went hard on Monday, and I was kind of shocked. I was taken aback that you made the statement knowing that we didn't know much about what was going to change and everything else.
Well, I say a lot of really stupid things, too, you got to remember.
Especially on Mondays.
Yeah, there are a lot of things that I'll just occasionally pull out of my arse, and there they are. So
I wouldn't call them stupid things. I would call them unfounded.
Well, I say that, all of it. Yeah. You can put them in any category you want. I'll fill it up for you.
I'll fill up
a box score for you.
We're here late in the week. I'm with Dan on his prediction. I believe that the Bears will figure it out on Sunday. And when I say figure it out, it doesn't mean they'll solve all their problems. I just think they can beat the Indianapolis Colts.
I think it's going to be an ugly, ugly football game that the Bears will end up winning.
Sounds good.
Both quarterbacks are going to be, I think, big factors. That goes without saying. Usually they are. But I think that with this big play capability that we know both quarterbacks possess, I think will be on display.
Two or three picks for Anthony Richardson. That's what I've got. Yeah, somewhere down the middle. He's got five on the season. So
he may throw two or three picks. He's also, I think, going to have a long pass. They're going to get behind somebody. They like to hit
behind Jalen Johnson. Or are you talking about the safeties?
I don't know. Maybe somewhere. I think they're going to go for a home run, and you swing hard enough, and I think you're going to connect. And they might try hard enough, and they might do that. That may be how the Colts make this game interesting.
Let's make sure it's not an Ohtani.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's Ohtani has fired. He's going to get a home run.
Don't get three.
You know, if Skip Schumacher ends up being the White Sox manager, unfortunately, it has the feeling of just another Tony La Russa connection retread. Yes. But I'm proud of him from what he did yesterday and what he said yesterday. If that's you know, old baseball life or whatever it is, I just think he handled that really well.
Throwing to Ohtani?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's so different because we were talking before the show. Remember when it was Bonds and just the contempt that was there and everybody knew what was going on and everybody hated him and it was all defiant and angry, and to have the difference between a villain making history and a hero making history is so stark.
I think you're right, but I think that if there were a team and he was my manager of a team in the midst of a pennant race, I'd feel much differently about his answer.
But they're not.
But it's the Miami Marlins. So that's not a thing.
Context clue. I picked it up there.
See,
there
it is.
Not only is that the case, but, you know, just remember, you know, Sosa, McGuire, everybody's celebrating. Heroes versus villains. Well, I'm just telling you.
Here's what we got today, boys.
Yes.
We are going to set the scene for what this Bears game means and what we're keeping an eye on here, headed up for it. Kind of unimpressed with Shane Waldron yesterday. Just kind of blah. I don't really know what that was. At 10:45... I'm going to indulge my pedantic nature. I found a football term that's creeping into broadcast that I don't like. How about that? J.J. Stankovitz of the Colts will take us behind enemy lines at 11. Joe Ostrowski, 11:25. We'll talk Ohtani and Cubs at 11:45. Kevin Fishbane at noon. The solid wall of sound thereafter right up to Cubs baseball.
Have a great
All
show.
All right, guys.